Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
We are talking this morning about the things that our children are afraid of. Jennifer's little Asen, just at the age of 5 now, getting accustomed to flushing the toilet, which is something that has been a fear of his for a number of years.
So when you come over to my house and you go to the bathroom and there's poop in there, it was my kid.
It's usually a safe, I would hope that's a safe assumption for visitors to your place. When I was a kid, I was terrified of something that's only 3 apples high.
Was it Smurf? 3 apples, perhaps?
No, it couldn't have been Smurfs.
Yes.
What?
But it's different. This was actually a Smurf that was much bigger than 3 apples high. This was like 3 watermelons high if you stood the watermelons on their end. Maybe not even, it might have even been bigger than that. My sister won a ginormous Papa Smurf from the carnival.
Yes.
And she put it up in, she put it in her bedroom on top of this bookshelf. And at night, in the dark, this hulking shape in her room scared the ever-loving crap out of me.
I was a fan.
Papa Smurf.
I was a fan of the Smurfs. And I was like, I don't know, 6 or 7 when I was watching them on TV. Wouldn't that have made you like 14 years old?
Were no, you, I don't think I was 14.
Were you afraid of Papa Smurf when you were like 14?
I was afraid of Papa Smurf when I was a kid.
Good math, Jennifer.
It's the first time for everything. Way to use it now to burn me. Anyway, that was my fear. The giant Papa Smurf.
What?
I was not 14.
I thought maybe you were. No.
Because it was taller than me?
Well, you must. Maybe you were afraid of
somebody
Gargamel.
Somebody save me, please. Sorry. Please tell us what your child was afraid of. Oh, look. 519-741-1067. Saved by the phone. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Jenny.
Hey, Jenny. Do you have a kid that has a kind of cute fear?
I do. He just turned 2, and he's afraid of balloons.
Oh, no.
That's because sometimes they pop, right? And that's scary.
No, he's afraid of them before they're even blown up.
Really?
Once they're blown up, he's fine. He loves them. But when they come first out of the bag and you show it to him, he screams and cries and runs away from it.
Aw, why is he so cute? What is his name?
His name is Landon.
And where did that, like, what is it, do you think? Is it that change? Like, it's like, used to be this and now it's this. What the heck happened?
I know. Well, I think it started because his bigger brother used to blow them up and then let them go and let them fly around. And then when he picked them up, I think it was more like he was sad that it wasn't a balloon anymore. But then it just turned into a huge fear. And now he won't even touch a balloon if it's not blown up.
That makes perfect sense, though. Because when
does.
You see that balloon zip around the room and then end up in this just little flaccid pile on the ground.
Terrifying when you're one.
Exactly.
But the hardest part, though, as the mommy, when you're supposed to comfort them, is the thing, all you want to do is kind of laugh.
Yeah, and I kind of want to hand them to him even more because it's that funny.
Hall of Fame nominee.
Who says we don't reward bad parenting on the Campbell and Farwell radio program? Just keep showing the balloons to the kid to scare him because it's like a game. Way to go, Jenny. You're the latest Campbell and Farwell Call of Fame nominee. The induction ceremony happens Friday mornings, 8:50 from your favorite stories. Could be Jenny, could be you getting that $25 gift card to Subway restaurants.
Just on a, just a little, let's do a little more math if you don't mind, just for 1 minute. Farwell, what year were you born in?
1976?
No, that's a lie.
Okay, 71.
71.
Yeah.
The Smurfs secured their place in North American pop culture in 1981, which would have meant you were 10 years old.
Yes.
And scared of Papa Smurf.
Smart with that.
Nothing. It's totally rational.
It's completely rational.
You
that thing
were
was
double
huge.
Digits and you were afraid of a Smurf.
That thing was huge. I think sometimes it moved. And came out of the room.
He's looking at me.
It talked.
You could stay home alone. You had a paper route.
Barely.
And you're afraid of the Smurfs.
Only Papa Smurf.
Okay.
It was huge.
It's 7:25.
Hi, Country 106.7. Who's this?
This is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
No, I'm on your side here, Farwell. Don't worry about it.
Oh, what? You are?
So, when I was really, really young, I had a giant 6-foot Bugs Bunny with, like, the wire frame inside of it so you can, you know, position and stuff like that.
Yeah.
My brother was absolutely terrified of this thing. He'd wake up in the middle of the night, see the thing, and just freak out and go and shove it in a closet.
That's where they belong. Those things are freakishly large and terrifying. Hi, Country 106.7. Who's this?
Hi, it's Earl.
Hey, Earl.
I got to come to your rescue, buddy.
Thanks, man.
I have a 23-year-old daughter who is terrified of the Smurfs.
See? Because, right.
She says they are the creepiest things around.
Your daughter, you have a smart kid, Earl. A very smart girl on your hands. She's well adjusted. She's going to marry well. She's probably got straight A's in university right now. Just agree with me here, Earl.
Almost.
That's fine.
She's almost there.
Exactly. Yeah, I got it.
What does she say? What is it about the Smurfs that's so creepy?
She just finds them creepy. Like, ever since the movie came out with the live action and the people, it terrified her. She goes, imagine those things walking around. It just creeped her right out.
See? As a woman.
And she's 23. I was only 10.
Yeah.
But here, you know why she's scared? Because as a woman, when you realize that it was all boy Smurfs and you were the only, and there's only one girl Smurf, you're like, oh God, the crap I'm going to have to put up with as a Smurf.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.